I'm Lynn Hughes from Cimarron. Every year at Thanksgiving, I spend quality time with my grandmother, a wonderful woman who died about 40 years ago. Together, early each Thanksgiving morning, she and I pour a cup of coffee, dig out a handwritten recipe card, peel, cut up, and boil one large potato, and we set about creating Me Mama's Sweet Roll Dough. Our tradition stems from some of the best early times I can remember. Her humming as she bent over her kitchen table, rolling out dough, me crawling around below that kitchen table. While I played under the table or drew my name backward on the foggy window by the sink, my grandmother focused on creating something she did by memory. Her sweet roll dough recipe was in her head. Nothing was written on a card in those days. Seemingly at the drop of a hat, she could whip out 3 dozen delicious dinner rolls and 2 dozen gooey cinnamon rolls, all in a single morning. As I grew older, I decided I wanted to learn to cook. That tuna casserole I had learned to make in my junior high home ec class just wasn't enough. I wanted to learn how to be a real cook, a cook like my grandmother. What better way to begin, I thought, than with something I loved to eat, gooey cinnamon rolls. Let's try something else first, my grandmother advised. Why, I responded, I can do it, just tell me the recipe. Well, there isn't any recipe, she told me. I just make it. I don't know what the recipe is. Now that was a problem. Any cooking experience I had had at the time, it started with a recipe. How could anyone cook without a recipe? Let's try something else first, maybe biscuits, my grandmother said. Okay, not too hard, but really, how impressive are baking powder biscuits? The next week, we made Me Mama's Sweet Roll Dough, taking it one step at a time. Let's see, she began. First, you have to scald the milk.
Scald the milk? Why?
Well, I'm not sure if it's because you'll be melting the shortening in there with it, or because that's the way we always used to do it when our milk wasn't pasteurized. Oh, and also, we need some leftover mashed potatoes, about maybe half a cup, maybe more.
What happens if everybody eats the mashed potatoes, I ask.
Well, then you'll have to peel a big potato, cut it up, and boil it until it gets tender. Then you can mash it up.
Okay, I said, writing furiously on a recipe card. What's next?
Well, pretty soon we're going to have to put in enough flour to take up all the moisture. Our morning continued, my grandmother slowing down, taking it step by step, stopping to measure when she could, me writing down the instructions on my card. I use that same card every year on Thanksgiving morning. I'm not impressed with my childish scrawl. There are grease marks which make things hard to read, and some measurements aren't exact. But with my grandmother's presence hovering about in my kitchen, we get the job done. 3 dozen dinner rolls and 2 dozen cinnamon rolls ready by the time the turkey is cooked. Check out our recipe on the HPPR Radio Readers website.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my